You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford and Dog Pound. You can watch every Cleveland Browns game on demand and in HD on your computer, tablet, or mobile device by subscribing to Game Rewind on ClevelandBrowns.com. Not only can you get the TV copy, but you can get the coaches' tape as well, the All-22, to really break down the game and understand what you're seeing the way the coaches see it. And again, you can get the Game Rewind at ClevelandBrowns.com. Gentlemen, before we get to this fantasy mailbag, let's get our final thoughts here on this Thursday. What really is sticking with you guys right now as you think about the Browns' preparation for Jacksonville?
What's sticking with me is the film study that they're doing and their prep for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mentioned it earlier. It's winning your individual battle. Okay, you look at, you could think, oh, we're a superior football team to who they are, but it's those individual battles, and if we win 8 out of 11 or 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 11, that bodes extremely well for us, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. So for the guys in this locker room who will participate in the game, win your battle and play team football, and we'll have a great celebration Sunday on our way back from Jacksonville with the W.
I like it. I like it, Matt. Guys, yeah, you know, and obviously stay true to what you are, and game prep vitally important, as we know. That goes without saying. But I firmly believe this is about the Cleveland Browns. Continue to understand that now you know that you can win. You know that everything works. You understand through embracing of the systems that are being laid out for you. So continue to go on the ascent. Continue to take that, and because when it's about you and you're not so honed in on, it doesn't matter who's across from you, does it? If it's about you and you believe that the confidence and the ability to win is there, I firmly believe for where this team is right now, that's the most vital thing going.
You're so right, because now it's about a Browns team going out and taking care of their business, and if they do that, they're going to win football games,
yes,
especially in a game like this against the Jags. And I think this is an opportunity to show maturity, development, and the ability to say, okay, we're going to take that next step. Good teams win the games they're supposed to win, even when they have to go on the road, even after a huge emotional divisional win. This is an opportunity to show the focus, come out fast for the first time all year on the road, which is something that we need to see. We haven't seen it in the first half of either of the two previous road games. Come out quickly on the road here and say, we have turned that corner. We know who we are now, as you said. We know what we must do, and now it's about us executing. I don't care what the Jacksonville Jaguars do. I don't care how they execute. If we go out and play our game, we're going to come home with a W. And speaking of getting a W, let's help you get one in fantasy football. Bring in Emmett Golden now for a couple tweets from the fantasy football world.
All right, first up, Dean wants to know, who would you start, Sanu or Colston?
I'm going to stick with Mohamed Sanu of the Cincinnati Bengals, even though I don't like it. The Detroit Lions defense playing phenomenally well. Marcus Colston very touchdown dependent, and with A.J. Green likely out again, you're going to see Sanu in the two games Green has missed. He's been over 70 yards with a touchdown. I expect that to continue, so I would go with Sanu.
All right, and Shefesky, I apologize for just,
I think you did a good job with it. I think you did. I don't know what it is either.
All right, well, he wants to know, Gronk or Jordan Cameron?
I'd start them both, put Cameron in the flex, but right now you can't get away from Rob Gronkowski, even though it's a Thursday night game. His production is back, over 80 yards each of the last 2 weeks with a touchdown. So I think you go with Gronk, but if you need help at a flex spot, I am in no way, shape, or form saying I don't think Jordan Cameron's a good start, because I do, especially against this Jacksonville Jaguars team that has had its problems with tight ends this season. They've given up a touchdown to Heath Miller. They've given up 22 fantasy points to the Colts tight ends. In fact, tight ends have scored in 4 of the 6 games against this Jags team. So I think Jordan Cameron also a good bet to get in the end zone.
All right, our next question is from Brandon. He says, PPR league, flex spot, Devontae Adams or Allen Robinson?
See, this is a tough one, because I don't want to start anybody against the Cleveland Browns, but it's a PPR league, and it's going to mean the Browns are blowing them out, so Allen Robinson is going to get a lot of meaningless catches, which he has done, and he's done effectively so far this season. So I'm fine with starting Allen Robinson. He has been the top target once Blake Bortles took over, the young man out of Penn State, one of my favorite receivers in this draft. He's not going to hurt you, though, but he does have 30 catches already, 311 yards on the season, and in the last few weeks, when you're in a PPR league, you just want catches. He's got at least 5 catches and 4 straight games, so I think that's why you're going to go with Robinson PPR.
Well, Ryan needs two starting running backs, and he has Gore, Spiller, Ivory, Bolden, S. Jackson, I believe Steven Jackson, and Cunningham. Which two should he start?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Frank Gore. We haven't seen enough from C.J. Spiller. I think Ivory and the Jets could have a tough time with the New England Patriots. I actually like Brandon Bolden if he does get the start tonight. I'd go with, if Bolden starts against the Jets, roll with him, because I think he'll get a touchdown or two in that game, as the Patriots probably give it to the Jets pretty good. Otherwise, I think you go with Ivory as the backup.
All right, and last up, Brett has a trade question. He wants to know your thoughts on trading Graham for Lacy.
I know he wants to win now. Jimmy Graham is banged up, but I think Eddie Lacy is splitting carries right now with James Stark. So I'd shop Jimmy Graham, see if you can get something better. If not, you can go with Lacy. But if that's a total win now mentality, that's saying that my team, my season is on the cusp, it's on the brink, and I've got to do something, because right now, Jimmy Graham, Eddie Lacy, their production in no way, shape, or form on the same level.
And that's it for the fantasy question.
And there it is. That's for the fantasy question. I appreciate everybody dipping into the fantasy mailbag here with us. We're going to have a big show lined up for you here tomorrow as well. The three-man booth will return. Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicious, Michael Rigg, I will be filling in for me tomorrow on this show as you get ready for Jacksonville. I got to head down a little bit early down to Florida, so that'll be good. And we'll get down there, get some advanced scouting done, and make sure that the Browns are ready
when they get down there.
Doing business. I don't appreciate the intimation of your comments right there, Mr. Wilhelm. You're a fine golfer yourself. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Want to thank everybody who was a part of today's great show. Thank Doug Deacon for stopping by on the roundtable. Also, thanks to Jim O'Neill for his excellent press conference we heard to wrap up hour number one. For Michael Reguy and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying, here we are, folks, just a couple days away from the Browns looking to get their third consecutive win and match their win total from a season ago here in only the sixth game of the year. Let's go, Browns. One more day to keep things rocking and rolling. And remember, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes. Matt and I with a nice Cleveland Browns Today video getting you ready for how the D is going to attack that Jags offense. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.